that has a soul that lives in a body. Okay? That's typically how we define. And it's true. It's true. It's not like it's a correct way to define man. However, I like to look at man from the perspective of God. So I want to say what a man is. You know, this is not Nigerian University. I can define something in my words. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. So I want to talk about man from the perspective of God. Okay? Meaning, what is the order of creation that God created? You know, man is part of God's creation. There are many creations of God, you know. Very strange creations, though. You know, angels, for instance, are very strange. You know, there are some angels that are so strange. You know, it's like a horror movie. No, for real. For real. If you read them in the Bible, can you imagine a being that has eye here? You know. Do you understand? If you see that thing, you scream. You think it's evil spirit that came. So, you see something. Something appears to you. Has eye here. You know, that's scary. You know, why Joshua laughing like that? You know, very strange. Can you Google cherubim or so? If you can find the image, let me see if the image is worthy of. Let me search for it first. If I give some bad dream. You know, hold on now. So, let me share an image. Who shall I send it to? To you in the freaky. Okay. Let me know when you're ready to show it. Okay. All right. What was I saying? Order of creation, Abby. Yeah. So you have to understand the order of creation that man is. There are various kinds of creation. There are animals in this, there are creations in this physical domain, there are creations in the spiritual domain, you know. So what I would define man as, or what I would call man as, is very simple. Man is simply God in the flesh. Okay? Are we together? What did I say? Yes, man is God in the flesh. Now, the difference between this definition and the contemporary definition of man is a spirit is that, you see, that flesh part is very critical. It's what makes man, man. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together? The point of man is to put God in flesh. Okay? So, the flesh is, in the grand scheme of things, as equally important as the spirit. Without the flesh, man is a different kind of being. Are we together? Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Maybe next week we'll look at it, but everybody in heaven currently, all the souls in heaven currently, are only there temporarily. Okay? God's idea is that he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth, and then people are going to come back to the new earth that he's going to create. And when they come back, they're going to come back with new bodies. Can we say new bodies? Or rather, resurrected bodies. Can we say resurrected bodies? Yeah. So this current body that you have, you know, there's no problem with the body, actually. You know, you might not like it. Maybe you don't like your nose, you don't like your leg. You know, but actually, there's no problem with it. The problem is you, not the body. Okay? Are we together? Yes, yeah. My name is Asha. God has said it's okay. I'll give you a resurrected body. And, you know, I don't know what it will look like, but just in case you still have that same nose, you know, you won't feel bad. Are we together? You won't feel bad even if you have the same nose. Because that nose is actually God's beauty. Huh? Are we together? That big nose is actually how God likes it like that. If God did not like it like that, the big nose wouldn't be possible. Amen. Are we together? Or the deep voice. You know, you're a woman, but you talk like a man. You know. If God did not like it like that, you will not have it. Are we together? What's happening is that because you are falling, because your mind is falling, you're interpreting beauty as ugliness. Are we together? Then when you see ugliness, you interpret it as beauty. Okay, I'll let you know. Okay? Then when you see ugliness, you interpret it as beauty. Are we together? I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. You know, when your spiritual discernment increases, you'll be scared of ratchet women. You know, ratchet women, women that, you know, the current beauty aesthetic, maybe you have all sorts of tattoos as a lady, then you have like fake breast and bum bum and everything, you know. All those women are carrying demons, though. I'm serious, like, you know. Serious demons. I'm telling you. Just that we have matured, so I don't want to be mentioning names, but serious demons. I'm telling you the truth. Like, serious demons. You know? Yeah, we can show it. I don't know if you can see. You can't see. But, you know, this is a cherubim. You know cherubims, they have like forehead. One is a man, one is a goat, one is a lion, the one is an eagle. Now, you can probably see it, but around the wings, there are eyes, all sorts of eyes, you know. You can go forward. If you want to see. It's too far, Abby. You can see it like this. Okay. So, all those wings, all those, you have eyes all over the wings. Now, imagine this thing appears to you in your dream. You know? You know? The fear that will catch you, the fear that will catch you, you know. On the same thing, there's lion, there's head of man, there's head of goat, there's head of ego. Amen. All right, we can go back to the scripture. What was I saying? Yeah. So man is God in the flesh. Can we say that? Yeah, man is God in the flesh. It's that flesh is very important. The flesh is the point of man. Okay, that's the point of man. Huh? Are we together? Yeah. That flesh is very important. That's what makes man man, that he's an earthen vessel. Okay? That the body was created from dust, but somehow it is still containing God. That's man's uniqueness. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, when God created man, God's intention was that even though man has his own individual spirit, God's intention is that he would be the one controlling his spirit, or he will have ownership over that man. Hallelujah. Okay? That was God's intention. Amen. In other words, he's going to have dominion over man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So man was created with that kind of characteristic, that he's meant to be the house of God. Okay? Let's go to this scripture. Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is my resting place? Thus says the Lord. Thank you. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is my place of rest. Verse 2. For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. So where is the resting place? Huh? Where is the resting place? It's man now. Man. It's the one that he's looking on. That is the resting place. So man was created as the resting place of God. This is why when Jesus Christ was talking about when a demon is cast out of a man, it's almost like he was talking as if a man is like a pillow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Are we together? Huh? Let's go to that scripture. Let me look for that scripture. If anybody has seen it, you can read though. You know. If anybody has seen it. Hallelujah. When an unclean spirit, Matthew 12:43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Hallelujah. So when a demon is cast out of a man, Bible says that that experience is a very traumatic experience. Huh? Very traumatic. He's going through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. It's very dramatic. Imagine maybe you now, you're like 1 a.m., you're looking for a house to sleep. And it's very tough. Sleep will be catching you, your leg will be paining you, you know. But you're walking around the streets looking for where to sleep. Okay? So he goes through dry places. So dry places are just the atmosphere. Are we together? Yes, sir. Huh? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Seeking what? Seeking what?
Rest.
And finds none. Let's go on. Then he says, I will return to my house. Where is the house? The man. Okay? From which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Okay? Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits. Meaning, you know, there are other spirits still looking for rest. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So maybe the demon is the person is in Ojodu, and the demon is cast out of Ojodu. The person will now go around, Ogba, Agege, Ikeja, you know, looking for open house, you know. And then while he's going through all those places, you'll be seeing other people to use every different house. Abi, they'll be connecting in the spirits. I'm serious. Then he will now come and now say, come on, let me just try. You know, he will not come back. He will not see that the house is clean. You know, TV is there, Netflix, you know. You know, there's food in the fridge, juice and pizza, and everything is there. You know, he will not be selfish. He will not go and bring his other guys and say that, Omo, I found somewhere. You know, that's how demons are. Okay? They share information with themselves. So, the point here is that the man, you know, all of this is a man we're talking about like this. So, is a man we're talking about like this, right? The man was created as a place of rest for spirits or for God's spirit. Yeah. You know, that's God's intention. Yeah. Okay? So, obviously, if he came and the house was not empty, he won't be able to enter. Yeah. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So in Genesis 3, let's go to Genesis 3. So you see, so God created man, maybe? And he created him as a place of rest And immediately, man had a visitor. Okay? He had a visitor. Now, why would Satan come and talk to man? He came to talk to man because of the kind of creation man is. He didn't go and talk to lizard. You know? You, for instance, now, you have no desire to know what a... Do you get my point? You know? When you fumigate your house, you're not feeling guilty that you have killed three generations of cockroaches. You know, you don't care about it. You don't care that, you know, all these cockroaches that are coming out of that corner now is the father and the mother. They've been struggling, looking for food for their children. You know, they've given birth to new children. The children are going to school. That's not your concern. Are we together? Yes, sir. You know, you're laughing. Are we together? I went to the village recently to kill goat or cow for my father's burial, you know. Nobody was thinking that we have just separated the mother from the child. That's not what anybody was thinking. Abina? Yeah? We killed the cow and we ate the meat with joy and gladness. Why? Because we are not animals. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why, you know, people have serious mental issues when they are passionate for animal safety. Very, you know, mental issue. Severe mental issue. I'm serious. It's a severe, as if compassion to animals would take it to heaven. You know, it's a strange kind of, you know, when you go to, what's the place? Is it about, what's the place where they kill cow? Is it about what? Yeah, when you see them. You know this mechanized one, not even the local one, mechanized one. They would just put the, I was passing by a redemption camp one day. They would just, you know, the cow would just be walking. It would just go, foo, bah! They would just, they would just put the next one. It would just be coming, foo, you know? Now, you see that kind of thing and you're feeling sad. Oh, these animals are being oppressed. You have serious mental disease. You have serious mental disease, you know? Amen. Amen. So, Satan came to man, or Satan came to Adam, because Satan is a spirit. Abina, he's a spiritual being. Abina, he's a cherub. Okay? So, as a spirit, he's interested in men or in man. Are we together? Are we together? The point is that men attract spirits. You get, men always attract spirits, because men and spirit do business. We are very cool. We coexist, you know, the two creations. Okay? So we started talking to man, and then we'll look at it. Because all this laugh, like 30 minutes has gone already. So after... talking, you all know the story now. You know the story, right? Now let's go to Romans 6. Let me show you something. Romans 6. Now, go to Romans 6. But before we look at Romans 6, go there, Romans 6. But before we look at it, there was a way man was behaving when God created him at first, meaning that for instance, he gave the animals names. What does it mean that he gave the animals names? Huh? What does it mean that he gave the animals names? You know, there's nothing like, you know, it's not like he named chicken chicken. You know, that's not what it means. Stand up now, stand up, stand up. Stand up now, be quick, be quick. You want to go to the back? You want to go to the back? So, what it means that he gave them names was that he, let's say God created a lion now, and he created the lion to eat a kind of food, right? When he presented the lion to man, man said that, okay, this is the kind of food you'll be eating. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning he gave them the identity, right? And that identity was in sync with the identity that God had created them with, because God created the animals. It's not man that created the animals, right? And after he looked at all the animals, the Bible says that he didn't find anyone that was like him, that he could, you know, have sex with, you know. So he couldn't carry cow now and say, oh, I love you so much, you know. If he did that, God would have said, well, this thing that defaults, you know, we have to redo this thing again, you know. So he saw all the animals. You know, there are different types of animals. Some are intelligent than others and stuff like that. There's, you know, there's gorilla, you know, stuff like that, right? And, you know, he couldn't relate with them as per fellowship and intimacy, you know. So God was like, okay, that was the final, you know, sign that God used to know that, okay, what I've created is working. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's also the reason why, you know, one of the ways to know a spiritual man is to look at the type of person they want to marry. I've told you guys this thing before now. Who you want to marry is who you are. That's who you are. So, in Romans 6, let's go to verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey? Let's look at it in Amplified so that you get what I'm saying. Can we read it together? I want to go. Hallelujah. So, when God created man, man was in obedience. The only thing that man knew was God, right? And he was obeying God. Now, because he was obeying God, he was under the dominion of God. Do you understand what I'm saying, right? Meaning God was possessing him. God owned him, okay? So that conversation that Satan came to have with Adam, it was a conversation around possession. Are we together? Now, Adam did not know that was what was happening, okay? Because the way Adam got possessed was through deception, okay? Satan came through deception. But nevertheless, the effect was still the same. That the moment Adam obeyed Satan, right, he became a slave to Satan. Are we together? So the point is that man is always attracting spirits because spirits want to possess man. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit wants to possess you. Same way to demonic spirits who want to possess you. Hallelujah. Are we together? God wants to own you. Spirits want to own you. Okay? That's the nature of man. And it's the one you open yourself to that will capture you. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this word possession, I know you already have an understanding of what you think I'm saying, but remove your, just hear me. Because, you know, at times, what I'm trying to communicate is beyond the word. So I don't want you to use a definition of what you already understand to not catch the spirit of what I'm saying. Okay? So spirits want to own men. Yeah? The Holy Spirit wants to own men. Are we together? The whole message of the gospel is that the Spirit of God will be poured into men. Abino? Eh? That's what Jesus Christ was preaching. Joy, it's nice to see you. You're surprised that I'm saying it's nice to see you. Are you surprised? It's not nice to see you. It's nice to see you now. The whole point of the gospel is that God will pour out his Spirit on flesh, his Holy Spirit. Okay? I personally believe that Adam had the Holy Spirit before, but when he fell, he lost. But nevertheless, Jesus was saying that throughout his whole this thing, what he was saying was that the Spirit will, you know, God will give you the Spirit. You know, that's one of the major outcomes of Christianity, that you have the Spirit of God. Okay? So when you become a Christian, you have the Spirit of God in a particular way. Okay? Meaning that what actually makes you saved is the Holy Spirit. Are we together? Huh? The Holy Spirit resurrects your dead spirit, right? And then your spirit and the Holy Spirit are now one. Can we say one? Can we say my spirit and the Holy Spirit are one? Yeah. This is why it's not difficult to hear God. We'll get to that in the soul. But your spirit and the Holy Spirit are one. In other words, the very life sustaining you is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The very life sustaining you is the Holy Spirit. So, what that means is that there is a level of your vessel that is filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay? So the Holy Spirit owns you. You are God's property. You get, right? You're God's property. So this automatically means that as an individual, there is a level of ownership that Satan cannot have over you automatically. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's a level of ownership that Satan cannot have, because God cannot be dragging ownership with Satan. Amen.
Amen.
Is that not a good thing?
Yes,
sir. Can I say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
But unfortunately, in life, there are people who don't yet have this, not knowledge, self, who don't have this reality. You know, because it's not about knowledge. Remember I told you, Satan can deceive you and oppress you. You don't need to know what Satan is doing for him to do it, you know. Deception is, you know, human beings wouldn't count deception as a sin. But God counts deception as sin. Meaning it's your fault that you are deceived. Okay? Because God's information is everywhere. Are we together? So if you are deceived, you have decided to be deceived. So that means there's no true deceived person. Amen. Are we together? This is also the reason why there is nobody going to a fake pastor's church that does not know that it's a fake pastor. Don't think people, human beings are not stupid. Human beings are not stupid. Everybody knows what they are doing. Are we together? Everybody knows what they are doing now. Every human being on earth, you know somebody that has a genuine spirit, someone that does not have genuine spirit. You understand? It's just that things, everybody knows what they are looking for. Okay? Are you blessed? So, unfortunately, human beings, there are, amongst human beings, there are those that don't live in this reality and who are owned by Satan at a very core level. Okay? They're owned by Satan at a very, very core level, at the spirit level. Meaning, that thing of the Holy Spirit intermingling with their spirit, their own reality is that it is a demonic spirit that is intermingling with their spirits. Okay? In contemporary terms, that's what we call possession. Okay, when someone is possessed by a demon. Okay? Now, at that level, that is not possible for a Christian. There's another one that is possible for a Christian, but it's not at that level. But it's a very terrible thing. And, you know, it's very terrible, I tell you the truth. It's very, very terrible, you know. Because, you see, the nature of, you know, demons are very strange. Let's go to Mark 1 or Mark 5. Mark verse 5. Now, when Jesus was... Mark chapter 5. They came to the other Verse 1. They came to the other side of the sea, to the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. And the man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with chains. Can you imagine? So this man, you can't even use chain. He would break, you know. The madness reached that level. You know, very vicious man. For he had often been bound with shackles for the feet and with chains, and he tore apart the chains, and he broke the shackles into pieces. And no one was strong enough to subdue and tame him. Night and day, he was constantly screaming and shrieking among the tombs and on the mountains and cutting himself with sharp stones. Do you know one of the major signs, you know, that one of the obvious signs of, you can sit down, demonic possession is self-harm. Okay? When people are addicted to, that thing that reached Nigeria is not just America, and, you know, it's music. Okay? So if you see anybody that is cutting themselves, you know, cast out a demon. It's a demon that is causing it. Seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him in homage. And screaming with a loud voice, he said, "What business do we have in common with each other? Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, I implore you by God, swear to me, do not torment me." Hold on. Now, what is the torment here? Casting the demon out. Why? Because it will lose its resting place. Happy now? So, this demon is in this person. Now, why is the person screaming? Why is the person screaming? Huh? He's possessed now, yes. But why is the person screaming? No. The person usually used to scream, and every night the person would be screaming and shouting. And, you know, why was the person screaming and shouting? Exactly. The demon is tormenting the person. Okay? Now, when you see that person, you would think this person, is being tormented by a wild beast. Okay? But when it came time to cast out the demon, the person, he can be humble. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, the demon can be well behaved. He knelt down and said, "Please, I beg you, don't torment me." So the demon inside the person is purposefully tormenting the person. But he's not a wild person. He's intelligent. He has sense. He has reason. He's not like... My point is that you can't negotiate with demons. You can't reason. Because it's not like, oh... You know, some people, it's almost like they're begging Satan. You know, "Please now, have I not suffered enough?" You know? He's intelligently punishing you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Do you get what I'm saying? All right? He's not punishing you out of emotion. It's not like he's angry. he's calm, you know. He's like all those, you know, wicked children that'll be torturing rats, you know. be torturing rats. You know, you can't be sipping your juice, you know. It's like that, you know. It's not wild. It's not, again, it's calmly tormenting the person. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Go to that scripture. Fear has torment. 1 Timothy 2, verse 7 or so. The Spirit of God has not given us fear. Go to that scripture. I bless. You don't have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and 2 Timothy. Oh, okay. You are correct. You're correct. I was confusing the two. There is no fear in love. Are we together? Huh? But perfect love casts out fear. Why? Fear involves torment. Okay? So, now, this fear and this love, they are not emotions, they are spirits. Okay? And we know this by when Paul told Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Okay? So, if somebody now has anxiety, you know, people say now that they have anxiety. Eh? That anxiety, hey, how will I do this thing? Hey, I'm going to be a failure. I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. Some demon somewhere is the one that is torturing the person. Are we together? Yes, sir. Eh? Fear is torture. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? Eh? Fear is torture. Amen. Amen. Okay? So, let me just skip it. Let me go straight to what I'm saying. So, that's one that happened to that man that we looked at cannot happen to a Christian. But this torment can happen to a Christian. Go back there to the John. Okay? So that one of the madman, you know, Jesus eventually casted him out, you know, or casted them out. Because, you know, it was one demon that was speaking for all of them when he said, "We are legion." What legion means is 1,000. You know, so that person had plenty of demons in them, you know. Even the other example Jesus Christ gave, he said he would bring seven, not even, more wicked. You understand? More wicked, okay? So God created correct work, you know, for a human being to house, you know, a human being can house 50 demons. You'll be casting them out one by one. One by one. One by one. One by one. Are we together? So, that's one cannot happen to a Christian. Let's say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has saved you from that one. Okay? But this one can happen. This one, the demon can still torture you. Through your mind and your emotions. Are we together? Are we together? Now, what is happening when the demon is, when demons are trying to do this? It's just simple. They've left your spirit, and then they are trying to access you through your soul. Okay? The soul is like the mind, or the soul is like the door into a person. That's why it says you should guard your heart with all diligence. Okay? You will notice that for Satan to, for Adam to come under the slavery of Satan, he had to agree with Satan. Okay? Not only did he agree, the way it happened, it didn't happen via, it was robbery. But you see, it wasn't armed robbery. He didn't come with 15 demons and he said, "Yeah, we're entering this place by force." No. He came and was explaining things to him. Do you understand? So Satan does not do armed robbery. Again, Satan stylishly, he collects things from people via talk and conversation. Are we together? Eh? That's why the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can't use gun to kill witches in your house because that's not... Are we together? Are we together? You get it, right? I know some of you want to do it, right? But you can't use gun. If your roommate is a witch, you can't use gun and kill her. You can't. That's another faith. You understand? You have entered, that's Islam or something, you know? You have entered another one. Are we together? Are we together? Eh? Are we together? You get it, right? If your roommate is a witch, eh? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you should do? Buy yogurt for her. Yeah, for her. Show her love. Eh? Show her love. The only way to finally deal with witchcraft is to show that you and the person are not mates. Do you understand? Eh? If you do fire for fire, if you do fire for fire, why? Because you see, that fire for fire means that you are afraid. And when there's that fear, you are still under torture. Do you understand? Yes, eh? If you say now that you are doing prayer, and then the night you don't pray for 3 hours, you are afraid. You are defeated. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, the will of a person, the mind of a person, the emotion of a person is how Satan, they can also go through that route to afflict human beings. And this one is open to everybody, Christians, non-Christians. Okay? In fact, they can even do something that is called, you can technically call it possession. It's just that it's not of that order. Meaning somebody can be, you are seeing a human being, but actually the person is being strung around by spirits. Okay? That's what happens when you become the class gossip. Are we together? Huh? So you can see a Christian that is being manipulated, is being controlled by spirits. There is a level of ownership, like, you know. And the door that the spirits will have is through the soul. Okay, through the soul. Hallelujah. Now, what is a bad soul? A bad soul, let's go back to that Genesis 3. Or let's start from Genesis 2. The last verse in Genesis 2, verse 25. Genesis 2, 25. Can we read it together? Let's read one more time. One, two, go. Yeah. So when God created man, you know, he was in a very, very pure state. You know, they didn't have the sense to wear clothes. Okay? Their brain had not developed. You know, who knows? You know, I personally believe that men will have eventually started doing other things, but, you know, who knows? But we shall know that as at this point in time, they were like cavemen, you know, like Flintstones, you know. You guys don't know Flintstones, you know. Ah, you guys have missed, though. Kai. You know, you guys know Johnny Bravo. You guys have missed, though. Cartoons these days are so demonic, eh? You know, back then, at least, People are not yet reached that evil level. So the cartoon will just be, it'll be useless. So it's not Jesus, but Alicia, demon won't tell you. You get it? It'll just be innocent nonsense, you know. Now with demonic stuff, you know. Witchcraft has upgraded big time, you know. So the man and his wife, they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. So these people were best human beings, you know, they were just living their life, you know, eating fruits, you know. And they were naked and they were not ashamed. All right? So let's now go to chapter 3, because of time, let's look at maybe 9. Let's go to 9. All right, let's go to 8. 6. Let's try 6. 1, 2. All right. So when the woman, so this is after they had had the, you know, Satan had convinced them, right? So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes. Now, this is a very, very, you know, conversations are powerful. This tree initially was not attractive until they had that conversation with Satan. Huh? They started realizing that this thing is like there's something here. You understand? You know, when you were on your own, you didn't know that you needed Lamborghini until you saw Lamborghini. Now, you're like, I need to be successful so that I can have Lamborghini. Do you understand? You know, very funny. If you are just, I need you to really think about this thing, because at times we don't understand how Satan is talking to us. Satan can talk to you in church. Okay? Meaning, you're just on your own, doing your thing, living your life. All of a sudden, you will now see something on social media. You will now go and connect your faith in God to the acquisition of that thing. You will not say that God is not good with me because he didn't give me that thing. The question is, who told you that thing is good? Who told you it is bad? People are not questioning those thoughts. Do you understand? Eh? So see, if you just say, I can't be, my spirit is fine, Satan can finish your life. You get? Because his conversations he's having with people. So you have to question everything. Who told me I must build mansion? You have to question everything. Are we together? So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, you know? This is like, maybe you don't like a girl. You know, you don't like yellow ladies. You don't like yellow ladies. But everybody is hyping this girl. Everybody is hyping the girl. Everybody is hyping the girl. Everybody is hyping. All of a sudden, the girl now start looking fine to you. They start looking fine to you. You know? And a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of his fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her. And he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened. And they knew that they were naked. Hallelujah. So, when their eyes were opened, what does that mean? It means that they got new knowledge. Are we together? And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Let's go on. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" Verse 10. So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Hallelujah. So what happened here? Shame entered. Abi? So you see that shame is not the result of what is lacked. Shame is a knowledge. Are we together? Eh? Shame does not come from what one has or what one does not have. Shame is a knowledge that is in the soul. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can't cure shame by having things. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? You can't cure shame by having things. Shame is not like, that you can't pay your school fees does not mean you should be ashamed. That's what I'm trying to say. It is not coming from what one has, what one does not have. Shame is in knowledge. Verse 11. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked?" Who told you? Huh? Who told you? Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? Who told you that you were naked? So a bad soul is a soul that has this element of shame in it. Okay? Are we together? What I'm saying is practical, though. It's not, don't spiritualize what I'm saying. I'm saying a bad soul is a soul that has shame in it. This is why our righteousness is not by works, but by grace. Huh? So that the knowledge, you see, the knowledge of salvation, what deals with shame is salvation. Okay? And salvation does not come by works. Meaning, it's not like you earn salvation. So you don't do anything to be saved. All you do is that you believe in what Jesus Christ has done. Are we together? All right. So the reason why that deals with shame is that if you can get salvation without work, you shouldn't think that your life is now going to be made better by work. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is what I'm saying clear? Eh? Let me explain what I'm saying. The greatest thing that can happen to a human being is salvation. Okay? Meaning, God giving you his spirit. And for God to give you his spirit, you don't need to do anything. Okay? You don't need to do anything. You just need to receive what God has given you. Now, as you go on in life, why would you feel, let's say for instance, now you're going to school, you're going to UNILAG, and you're studying law, okay? And then as you're going to school, for instance, you are seeing your mates driving cars, okay? Are we together? UNILAG is not easy. If you see your mate driving cars, if you see fine girls, like, Kai, come on. DJ, you ready, Abby? You ready? Where is Shola? Is Shola around? Shola, how is it? How is it like? They're pushing. The girls are fine, Abby. They're fine. Thank you for saying the truth. You know. You will see fine girls. Kai, come on. Of all kinds, the one that you can afford. You know, there are girls that you can't afford, you know, but you see the ones that you can afford, meaning the ones that are in your level, you know. So, you're going around, you're seeing all these fine girls, and then all of a sudden you begin to feel inadequate. You know, a feeling of inadequacy can begin to crop up because you feel like your shoes are not of their standard. Them that wearing Balenciaga, you are wearing palm slippers. You know. Are we together? Yes, huh? Your classmates are driving cars. You are entering campus shuttle. Or maybe you said you're even trekking from gates to from gates to you know, some days you don't have money. Or you have money but you need to preserve it because you need to eat. You know. Now, a feeling of inadequacy can begin to creep in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Are we together? That's why uniform is good, because with uniform, nobody knows who is rich, who is poor. Everybody is dressing well, you know. Once you can wash and iron your clothes, you are good. So, a feeling of inadequacy can begin to crop up to the point that at a point in time, you might not even want to even go to class again. You know? Are we together? Huh? You know, there are some people that don't want to go to church because they're like, I don't have clothes. Plenty of people. Are we together? Huh? Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah. Now that is shame. Now that is the knowledge of lack. Okay? Meaning that the person is seeing themselves what they don't have. And seeing that they don't have the capacity to have it. And because they don't have the capacity to have it, they are aware of their nakedness. Are we together? But if you can remind yourself that you got saved by grace, are we together? Yes, eh? Meaning that salvation came to you via grace. Meaning there's nothing that you worked for. Eh? Yes, and that you got salvation. Then you can also remind yourself that there is no need to feel shame because there is nothing I need to do to feel good about myself. Meaning, by identity, God has already declared me good.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
right? So righteousness is right standing before God. Meaning, if I am righteous, it means that I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Yes, do you understand what I'm saying? I wake up in the morning feeling good about myself, and I did not do anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not now that I've entered UNILAG that I'll not start trying to feel good about myself because I can wear the same shoe you can wear.
Mm-hmm.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Please, what? You know, I'm using example of shoe and clothes. You know, it's serious, though. You understand? Don't waste till You serious? Because it's demons tormenting you. That feeling, you know, we've read it now, it's torment. A demon is laughing. Look at you, worthless. You get? A demon is laughing. It's not just an innocent thought. Please, no thought is innocent. Are we together? A demon is laughing. They are using you to eat beans for that afternoon. Amen. Before you know now, you start saying you are depressed and, you know, before you know, you backslide. Are we together? It's not a joke. It's a serious matter. Very serious matter. Anyway, so that's the sign of a bad soul, is shame. The first knowledge that man had was that he was naked. You know, it is a foundational issue for humanity. It's why we do every evil. Are we together? It's the catalyst for every evil. Blood money, everything. Armed robbery, everything. You understand? People don't do wrongs here to send their Are we together? People do wrongs here to do I. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll begin to. Some time has gone, so just give me like 10 minutes. So that's. Because I'm in the middle of something, and I don't want to cut it. If I get to a part, I'll cut it and we'll continue next. So, shame can come internally. You can produce it yourself, and that is when the understanding of. Please listen to me. That's when the understanding of righteousness is not there. Okay? You need to understand that God, you are okay. Can you say, I am okay?
I am okay.
Huh? Say, I am okay.
I am okay.
Yeah.
Say, I am okay.
If you are not born again, you are not okay. But if you are born again, say you are okay.
I am okay.
Yeah. Okay? The reason I'm saying that is because I perceive maybe one or two people need. But you need to remind yourself that you are okay. It's your responsibility. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? What did I say? Yes, it's your responsibility. Nobody will do it for you. Don't depend on pastor to do it for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
It's your responsibility. What don't you have? There's nobody here that is in a bad position. Can carry it to places. But you know, when you are in the scene, it will look like the whole world is pressing. You know, all this pressure that people can put themselves. There's nothing happening. Demons are just sucking your blood every night. There's nothing happening. And the tool they're leveraging is your shame. Now, you can also develop a bad soul via training and trauma. Okay? Are we together? Yeah? I won't stay here, but I'll just rush it here. You can develop a bad soul. Now, the point of a bad soul as it's a door, right? When you have a bad soul, you have ownership. The other door is training and information. Many people are unwise to this, okay? So, training and trauma. Many people are unwise to this, so many people don't really peep it when Satan is doing his work. Okay? The number one way people become demonic possessed in our time is through the music that they listen to. Okay? That's the number one, demonically possessed. Not even this, I mean the earlier one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the serious one. Yeah. It's through demonic possession. It's through the music that they listen to. You can be trained. Your soul can be trained to receive spirits. Now, I've said this before, but let me say it again. Some years ago, maybe like 1 or 2 years ago, I think I just mentioned it briefly. Has anybody here ever had a thought? Maybe you've been walking on the road, and then a thought just entered into yourself to maybe jump down from this bike now, or stab yourself, or anybody? Have you ever had such a thought? Huh? If you had such a thought, Abby, maybe you're at the top of the building and you're like, jump down. You know that, you know? Yeah. You know? Or maybe, anyway, get my point. Now, those are demonic suggestions, okay? But don't be scared that demons are talking to you. Demons, enough, told you, you're a man, you attract spirits. It's your nature. Huh? You are prime real estate. You are like Lucky Fish One. You know, your banana island. I always get that. I'm serious, because you know, spirits dwell in many places. You know, it's not only human being. They can dwell in tree. All those stories that is true. You know, they can dwell in trees. They can dwell in the river. You know. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some spirits that are dwelling places in the air. Okay. The inscription is Prince of the Power of the Air. You know. Yeah. So spirits dwell in various places. You know, but the prime real estate is men. You know, Banana Island is men. You know, Akute is banana tree. You know. Okay. What was I saying before this? Huh? Yeah. I was talking about demonic suggestions. Demonic suggestions, right? So those thoughts. So you shouldn't be surprised. See, don't be. You are consistently saying your mind. Your mind. That's thinking that you are thinking. God is there. Satan is there. You are there. It's a mix. Everybody is fighting for attention. Okay? And the most evil out of the three of them is you. Yeah. You are the prime. You see, there are some things human beings do. Even Satan is surprised. I'm serious. Like, you are the prime. The evil you can generate yourself. You understand? That's why evil takes various forms. Some tribes will become cannibalistic. Some tribes won't. Abina? In some places, they eat human being. Maybe amongst Igbo people now, some parts of Igbo, they used to eat human beings. Some parts did not used to eat. But it's the same Satan. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, all of us Igbo people were worshipping the same Satan. But some will carry their own to the level of eating human beings. Because those ones, they can generate that kind of evil. You know, others, they will leave it on the level of sacrificing goats. So, you shouldn't be surprised. Everybody is there in that mix, right? So the reason why you don't... Now, see, this is the only reason between you and somebody that will jump inside Lagoon. The only reason is that your soul does not agree with that thought. Are we together? That's the only difference. If the soul is weakened and it becomes rational to the soul to jump in the lagoon, are we together? Now, one of the ways you can make the soul more reasonable to demons is through training the mind. If you go for a rave, and everybody is packed like that, and everybody starts singing song, my anxiety, everybody starts singing song. What's that song? That my anxiety. I mean, it's not. Yeah. If you start singing that thing, everybody is having fun. When the spirit, all those places, obviously demons are there, but when the spirit starts saying that, you know, you're useless in this life, you see, your soul would believe it. Because all those activities that you are doing, you are training yourself for that thought to make sense. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are training yourself for that thought to make sense. So when I say witchcraft has upgraded, what I was saying was that the new realm of witchcraft now is in social media, is in media in general. Meaning, once you can train people to see the possibility of a thing, and once their conscience has been broken down, because the conscience is developed by home training. It's not in church. What develops conscience is home training. That's why if you grow up in a wicked home, some wickedness can be normal to you. Abina? Yeah, some wicked. If you grow up in a home now where your father is to wipe belts and there'll be mark at the back, that would be your normal thinking. That's how you discipline children. Do you understand? So in that case now, somebody like that now that has been trained by the home, the conscience can accept that sin. So when the person now has children, a demon of anger can rest. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then when he comes back from work, and there's no food in the house, there's nothing. The wife can just say one thing, just wah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the soul has agreed with that demon. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the way you can have a bad soul is via training. And Satan is the expert trainer. Oh boy. See, I've told you this thing before. By age 8, Satan has finished work. It's we that we come up late. Eh? When I say we, I mean this thing short. We are trying to undo what Satan has already done. Self-esteem, everything. I don't like myself, whatever, all those things. Satan has finished work since 8, 6, 7. That's when he has already done everything. Pa, 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 pa. And you now meet Jesus. Jesus will now start trying to redo, trying to fix you, trying to fix you, trying to fix you. Hallelujah. Then the other way is trauma. And that's very straightforward. Through painful experiences. Injury. Injury. And what the devil does also is that he will purposely injure people. I listened to a couple of witches, former witches, that gave their life to Christ. You know, some of them have testimonies online. So I was just, one day I was just listening to, and I noticed the pattern. Almost all of them were sexually, this work, this thing is like, the way these people do their thing, you need the Holy Spirit, because you need wisdom. So what they will do is that he will bring one of his guys, one of the people that he can enter. He will molest the girl. The girl will now have a hatred for maybe for men or those kind of things, and then she will not feel loved again. And when she now does witchcraft, one demonic spirit, you see that man that broke your heart, I will kill him. Just do this, this, this. That's what they'll be teaching them. Do this, this, this. She will not do the charm. She will not kill the man. She will not feel empowered. Meaning he's the one that will break you. He's the one that come and give you fake solution, fake love. And that's the thing that will be powering the witchcraft. Trying to gain power because you want to kill people. That's how Satan does his thing. He will give people trauma. He will not lead them on a journey. Eh? So maybe it can be poverty. He will afflict the family with poverty. He will not start leading the children on a journey. Don't worry. I will give you money. I will give you this. I will give you that. And he said, money is going to be fast to show you how much I love you. It will take all these people. They are saying that you will do, it will take 10 years to build business. Forget all those ones. Once I give you wealth, 6 months. 6 months, $10 million, you will hit. Bam. Which one is better? People will accept that one now. But he's the one that caused the initial trauma of poverty. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you'll be stringing the person on a journey in life. Then he will not do the jazz in a way. And that's the crazy thing. This guy is the devil. He will not do the jazz in a way that after a while, the $10 million, it will now, maybe the money will finish fast. He will not be like, I need more money. I need more money. He will not go to another Baba. Now, not tell him that, okay, this level now is not human sacrifice. Maybe they'll be carrying him to deeper levels. Crazy guy. It is well. So, the point is that don't be defined by your trauma. See, I'm not defined by my trauma. Huh? Yeah. I'm trying to use God to settle scores. It's not God. It's Satan that is leading you on that path. Are we together? Huh? I'm trying to use God to show anybody. Huh? Are we together? That's why God doesn't have any desire to, you know. God is not like, I don't worry, all those girls that they agree for you. Now that I've put my anointing on you, I will not take you to all those. I will not be telling all of them, you see, this is what you missed. You know, God is not like God is not like that. Are we together? God is not like that. The girl that told you are useless, I'm not going to marry you. If you don't become serious, and that one becomes serious with her life, that one cannot eventually go and marry you. You understand, right? Her life will be good, perfect. Everybody will focus. Everybody should focus with God, okay? So don't allow trauma lead you and guide you. Are we together? Eh? It's a bad soul, okay? Very bad. Hey. Amen. Oh. If you have a bad soul, you know, you are going to always be open to demonic influences. Always. If there is shame on the inside of you, how do you overcome shame? You overcome shame via boldness. Let me explain what I mean via boldness. Boldness is not just a spirit comes on you. Boldness is not like Samson. You know, at times when we talk about boldness, what we imagine is Samson that I'll pray in tongues. And maybe, for instance, now you want to go and talk to, we say we are doing crusade. And you're going to preach at the crusade. Or we say we are doing school outreach. You're going to preach at the school outreach. Boldness is not that, you know, you pray in tongues 5 hours, then one spirit will not come and go there. That's not. Are we together? Hmm? Or it doesn't work that way. Okay? To be bold is simply to decide to do the right things. Do you hear what I said? It's too simple. Is it too simple? Huh? To be bold means that you decide to do the right thing, irrespective of how you feel. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you think I'm timid, but let me tell you the truth. See, there's hardly, you can say that. Bro, see, there's almost anything I don't do that I don't feel shy about. I know it doesn't look that way. Do you understand? It might not look that way, but I tell you the truth. It's just that I decide to do the right thing. If I'm going to talk, I will decide to talk. Huh? If I'm going to write something, I will say, okay, I am going to write this thing. In fact, as you are writing the thing or as you are talking, you can be shaking. Are we together? Huh? You can be shaking, but you still do it. You understand? Are we together? Are we together? Eh? It's the decision. The decision is with you because you have a soul. You have a will. Are we together? Eh? It doesn't come from outside. You're the one that we decide to do. Some boldness looks like David. Meaning you face Goliath like this. Some boldness doesn't look like that, though. Some boldness, as you are walking to Goliath, inside of you, you are afraid, though. But you'll be doing like this. But inside of you, you're afraid. Like, oh boy, God, if you don't come here, I'm dead. Are we together? But you'll be doing like, the Lord is going to move. A lot of times, when I tell you that this meeting is going to be powerful and it's powerful, a lot of times, God did not tell me anything. I'm telling the truth. God did not tell me anything. I just know that that's what I have to say. Because how can you do meeting and you will say it to be powerful? Yes. Are we together? Yes, you have to say it to be powerful now. Yes. I think it's God, right? So don't be You know, people just like hyping up bad things that happen to them. God is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Just move on. Anything that God is not talking about, just don't. That's the old boy. Let me move on. Let me not define my life by this thing. You understand? Are we together? Because if you go and tell yourself now that I'm going to, one of the worst things is to have the energy of trying to prove people wrong. It's a bad energy. Are we together? The energy of trying to prove people wrong. It's very bad energy. And then lastly,
be very aware of what you are consuming as per your ears and your eyes. Be very aware. Okay? As I've told you now, your antenna will be up, so the Holy Spirit will be nudging you. Please, I beg, anything. Don't say, there's no horn in the thing. There's no demon with horn in this. Anything. The moment you're watching something like this, and your spirit is just, I beg, just put the thing down. Okay? Avoid story that touch you. Amen. Avoid story that touch. Or one spirit of homosexuality will just latch on your head like this. Now you just start dreaming of. Avoid story that touch. Okay? Don't follow people to gatherings. Whenever you see a gathering, always understand that there are spirits in that place. Are we together? Huh? You know, I told you, human being and spirit, we are all connected. We feed off, we attract spirits. Are we together? So every gathering, understand that there's spirits behind gathering. Don't innocently go to concerts and say, there's nothing there, I'm just going to see what. Are we together? Don't be going everywhere. Don't be going everywhere. Are we together? And very importantly, I mean, we don't usually say these things again, but we need to start. It's strange, we don't say it again, but you need to not watch secular music, Oh, sorry, you shouldn't be listening to secular music. You shouldn't be. So please, purge yourself now before your appetite grows. Okay? How are you full of the Spirit? You are full of the Spirit when in your heart, the melodies in your heart are divine. That's how you know. That's a sign. Okay? If the melodies in your heart are Davido, what it means is that demons have captured your soul. Already. Are we together?
Let us pray. So I just want you to just pray, talk to God. Whatever you want to talk to God about, talk to Him. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, stop that. No, I'm talking to you guys at the front. Pray. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to raise your hand. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you want to give your life to Him, I want you to raise your hand. Or if you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus Christ, I won't call you out. I don't have time to call you out. And I don't need to call you out. But I just want you to signify by raising your hand if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you want to get a relationship with Him, just raise your hand. And then the rest of us, just pray. Just however you want to, however you understood, whatever the Holy Spirit spoke to you. Ramash, Ganamarish. Please pray a prayer. And if you want to give your life to Christ, please raise your hand. Don't be shy now. Just raise your hand. It's Jesus that is calling you. If you have that conviction, raise your hand. Just accept Jesus. You have to accept Jesus. He's knocking. You have to agree with Him. And you feel that way because you know what I'm saying is the truth. So just raise your hand. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. All right, so we'll continue next week. But I want you to, while we were teaching,
The Lord was doing a lot of deliverances. Hallelujah. So walk in that might. The sign of the deliverance is that you feel light. Okay? Because when you... Are we together? Yeah, the sign of deliverance is that you feel light. When you feel light in your... It's because weight has gone. Some weight that we are holding. So I want you to walk in that light. Walking with God is a very fantastic, very, very fantastic choice. Walk in that power. Can we say thank you, Jesus? All right, so is there anyone coming for the first time? All right, no. They're coming for the first time. Okay, let's clap for him. We also have someone else here. They can stand up now. You can stand up. Let's welcome them. All right, you are welcome. We welcome you today. all right, so we meet by 1 p.m. We have cell meeting. How's cell meeting this Friday? Amazing, Abby. People should be coming. Oh, don't wait till... Please make sure that you come on Friday. I really want you to come on Friday, you know. I know we push you guys a lot, so play is also important, you know, so that you won't run mad. So it's good that you come and you play. Play is part of human life, you know. You can clap. You want to clap. All right, so we're going to have fasting, you know, Monday, Tuesday. If you want to, okay. So I should also say this, that please, in everything that we do, we're not religious people, okay? So if you are sick and you know you can't do it, look, God is the one that is watching you. I'm not the one that is. It's you that is training yourself, and is if you do it with the right heart, what you do in secret, God will openly reward you. So everybody knows what they are doing. Do you understand? So don't be very religious about it. If you are sick, there's nothing, there's no issue. I mean, if you have ulcer, go and eat. You should be the one that decides. You should have a desire to want to join in something. Okay. So there's absolutely no compulsion. In fact, that's even the important thing. Okay. So please just make sure that you're consistent as much as possible. Okay. Make sure that you're consistent as much as possible. Are we together? Yeah. You feel like dying, that's part of it, you know. God is with you, even though you feel like dying, okay? And it's your flesh, because I don't think... See, food is the last thing, you know. Like me, now what kills me is not food. What kills me is something else. That